Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back. Family and colleagues of Danny Casolaro have long suspected that he was murdered for investigating a conspiracy he called the Octopus, a hidden organization whose arms reached into stolen spy software, unsolved murders, money laundering, drug trafficking, Ronald Reagan's White House, the Iran-Contra affair. And this is the subject of a new Netflix series called The Octopus Murders. It's a four-part series, and two of the principals behind the documentary series, Christian Hansen and Zachary Trites, are with us. Let's go to the phones, and we'll begin with Ron, east of the Rockies in Michigan. Ron, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Hello, Richard and gentlemen. I remember reading about Mr. Casolaro in a publication called Covert Action Quarterly in the early 80s. And he talked about his investigation, like Richard just said, about all those things. And have you ever seen the publication or heard of it? I think it went out of business.
Covert Action.
Yes.
Zachary Christian.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah.
But anyway, you know, you leave out one name, George Bush, who was president. Vice president at that time, but I say he was president at that time because Ronald Reagan was slipping into dementia, and George Bush was CIA chieftain, and that was the cocaine for guns, Miami. His son Jeb Bush was in charge of the coordination of arms to Nicaragua and the Contras, and this whole thing, you know, you go back to the JFK assassination, and you have the triumph again, military intelligence, CIA, and what's the other one I'm leaving out? I forget the other one now, but you know, this is all part of the coup d'etat that took place when JFK was assassinated with his brother King, and to this day they are in control, plain and simple, the mafia, CIA, and I tell you what, it goes back to the old families. I'm reading a book, Ashes, Smoke and Ashes, about the opium trade, and people like the early Protestant people who came here on the Mayflower. They were the ones that started the opium trade, okay, back in the 17th and 18th century in the United States, which was part of the British Empire. You know, it's all tied to this whole thing that controls the government, drugs, and... But thank you,
okay.
Jennifer.
I got it wrong. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a lot there.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
George H.W. Bush factors heavily in Danny's story eventually, and you can see that. I hope you'll watch the show, and you'll see how that works. He was one of Danny's sort of eight members of the octopus that he centered on, and it's an important note that George H.W. Bush was president at the time that Danny was writing the book. He was vice president under Reagan, obviously, and before that he had been CIA director. And I think that what you say about the connection of drugs and intelligence and organized crime, I mean, that was a key part of Danny's story. And so, thanks for bringing that up.
All right, let's say hi next to Christine is in Tujunga, California. Christine, welcome. Good morning.
I have a question for you, too. Did Mena, Arkansas ever come up in your investigation?
Hi, Christine. This is Christian. Mena, Arkansas, obviously, it came up, and Mena even is comes up in Danny's notes. He was writing about Mena, investigating Mena, and Mena, Arkansas, for the listeners, was a transshipment, basically a CIA proprietary airport in the mountains of Arkansas, where there was a lot of like Contra drugs and guns coming back and forth.
All right, Christine, thank you for that. I think Danny at one point in his notes, or he confided to friends and colleagues that if the true story of the Octopus organization ever came to light, it would rewrite American history. What do you make of that statement? And do you now believe that it's true?
That's a really interesting question. I do think that there is a retelling of American history that could and should happen. You know, so much has been, so much of the story has happened covertly, and simple answer. I think that you could rewrite American history for the past at least 50 years, if not longer. Yeah, I mean, I think it depends on what your current understanding of U.S. history is, but I think at the time that Danny was writing in the early 90s, while, you know, there was many people who had talked about covert operations and operatives, I think what was special about Danny's book was that he was tying all of these seemingly disparate scandals, political scandals and intelligence scandals together by tracking the participants. A lot of Danny's writing that we have, or some of it, is book proposals. And of course, if you've ever done a book proposal, you really try to sell this thing as like the most important thing that's ever happened to the human race when you're selling a book. But I actually don't think that Danny's being too hyperbolic there. When you really, and maybe this is something that's changed for me over the years, I think that I would have, when I started this project, I would have said, Danny's being a little overblown. But when you really look into it, at least from my base of knowledge, when you see how important covert action and these covert operations and their potential relationship to organized crime, how much impact that's had on the latter half of the 20th century, it's a little shocking, and it changes your conception of what our combined history is.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
All right, let's go back to the phones. Thank you, Christine, for the call. Bob is in Arizona. Bob, good morning. Welcome to Coast. You're on the line with Christian Hansen and Zachary Trites. Go ahead.
Good evening, gentlemen. Have you ever explored the connection to Henderson County, Texas, and Clint Murchison Jr. in this case? I used to live there many years ago. I first heard about this story here on Coast to Coast one Christmas long ago, and the thing that I realized then was the activity that was going on in Kern, California was also happening in Henderson County, Texas, involving methamphetamine production and sheriff's department, et cetera. So I was just curious if you had looked into that aspect of this story.
Bob, I would love to talk to you. I would love to talk to you further about this. We don't have that much time, but I encourage you to reach out to me on Instagram or Twitter, yo_Christian on Twitter. And also when you called, Bob called on Coast to Coast at, at 3 a.m. I was wondering if it was going to be Robert Booth Nichols. Because who has an Arizona connection? But yes, we've looked into Clint Murchison Jr. a little bit because he was on the board of directors of FIDCO, which was a company that Robert Booth Nichols was on the board of directors of, that was involved in Beirut. We couldn't fit that part into the film, but we would love to know more. We, our knowledge base kind of is doesn't seem like it's as developed as yours, and we'd always love to know more.
All right, Bob, thank you for that. Let's see. On the wild card line, Ted is in San Francisco. Ted, good morning. Welcome to Coast.
Yeah, I'm from San Francisco. I'm actually driving the truck. And I want to thank you for taking my call, Richard, and to Christian Zachary, congratulations. You're very courageous for being able to piece together this heavily interlocked story without getting bamboozled, trying to lay out the dark alliance between the gangster planet that married when the mob got involved with the CIA. I want to say a quick hello to Sherry and my friend Faye, and apologize for any miscommunication in the past. And I also wanted to lay out the fact that term octopus has been going on for a long time, dating back all the way to United Fruit, the banana company, whose board members included the Dulles brothers, which would be John Foster, the Secretary of State, and his brother Alan, who Kennedy decided to boot out of office, which led to a lot of problems. And it's all related. It's very hard to follow up on that first caller. He was very knowledgeable. And about RBN, I met the ambassador, the Swiss ambassador to the United States, and gave him a ride to his hotel. He handed me his business card, said he'd do me a favor. And the only thing that I could think of 6 months later was to find out if RBN actually was killed in Switzerland. So I sent him a text, and I thought I'd never hear back. 3 weeks later, I heard from his right-hand man, his assistant, who told me he had been tasked with finding out whether RBN...
Well, who's RBN? You keep mentioning RBN, Ted.
They know who it is.
Well, yeah, but our listeners don't, okay? Ted, you're speaking to our listeners. They don't know. Who is RBN, General?
Robert Bruce Nichols, he appears in episode 3 of the Octopus Murder Star, our series. He was a source of Danny Castellaro and a endlessly fascinating character who may or may not still be alive.
Ah, all right. Ted, thank you for the call. Let's say hi
Ted,
to
please
Clive.
Please reach out to me any way you can.
Oh,
I'd love to talk more.
All right, Ted. Yes, through Instagram. Clyde is in New Mexico. Clyde, welcome to Coast.
I was wondering. You partially answered this, but about connections between these murders and the octopus and all the mysterious deaths surrounding Bill Clinton, which, you know, we used to call Arkanside, which, it was about the same time period, and there were like 48 or thereabouts people close to Clinton involved, also MENA, Arkansas, and the CIA. You know, cocaine shipments, and but a whole lot more. So, did you find out much about that?
Well, I hadn't. Danny Castellaro, there's the list that goes that's on the internet of the Clinton death list. The one of the versions I've seen, Danny Castellaro is on. But what as far as MENA, I think one of the most like horrific murders that was connected to MENA were the story of two young boys who were out hunting at night, and basically it's become evident that they, as far as I understand, stumbled upon a drug transaction involving the MENA airport and were murdered, and their bodies were put on a train track. They were just like two kids at the wrong place at the wrong time, and probably some coked out mafia CIA dudes, like, you know, did away with them, which is just an awful tragedy that always like stuck with me. But as far as the other things, you know, I just only have so much time to investigate so much, and I haven't gotten into the Clinton administration yet.
All right, Clyde, thank you for that. I think we can squeeze in one more. James is first-time caller from Minneapolis. James, welcome to Coast.
Well, hello, gentlemen. I just have a question for Christian and...
Zachary.
As far as Targeted Justice, the website, targetedjustice.com, I'm wondering if you're familiar with that website and how fusion centers and that type of activity might be related to this.
I don't know the website, but I will look into it. TargetedJustice.com. I'm writing it down now.
All right, James, thank you for that. All right, so in the meantime, we have the Octopus Murders, 4 parts on Netflix, and... I tell you, it's such a complex maze, and you've managed to make sense of it all, piece it together, and humanize Danny Castellaro, and maybe go a long ways into solving his mysterious death. I think you provide some very compelling evidence in the documentary that it wasn't suicide, and you're both to be congratulated. What's next? Very quickly, what's next for both of you? Zachary, do you want to go first?
Well, Richard, that's just want to say that's really nice because it took us years to make this thing, and it's nice that we got to the end. And thank you for saying that. Christian and I are figuring that out. You know, we're not going to tip our hand quite at this moment, but there's a lot more to this story, and whether it's, you know, part of this series or not, there's just tons of research that Christian's done and then eventually I got involved with that of stories that need to be told, you know, within this ecosystem. So we would like to keep telling them until somebody tells us not to.
All right. And Christian, final word to you very quickly, if you could.
I would just say if they tell us not to, they're going to have to tell us. I don't know. I'm not worried about someone saying stop.
All right. Well, again, congratulations both. The Octopus Murders, 4-part documentary series on Netflix.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I used to have so many men.
How this beguiling woman in her 50s...
She looked like $1 million.
...scams a bunch of famous athletes out of untold fortunes...
Nearly $10 million was all gone.
It's just unbelievable.
Hide your money in your old rich man, because she is on the prowl.
Listen to Queen of the Con, Season 5, The Athlete Whisperer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.